Deutschlandfunk Nova. Eine Stunde Musik.
Und jetzt kommen wir zu einem Mann, der liebt echte Instrumente über alles. Am Freitag kam sein zweites Album raus. Und zwar geht's um Singer-Songwriter Dan Kroll. Für die allererste Platte, die er gemacht hat, hat er sich in so eine verlassene Schulturnhalle einquartiert, um da zu produzieren. Bei Album Nummer 2, bei Emerging Adulthood, was er jetzt rausgebracht hat, hat er sich auch wo einquartiert, hat er mir erzählt im Deutschlandfunk Nova Interview, nämlich in eine Butze in Liverpool, 5 Monate lang. Und das ganze Ding, das hatte nicht mal ein Fenster.
The writing process was about 5 months. Mm-hmm. I had a room in Liverpool where I'm based. I still am based. It was a very basic room with no windows.
Oh.
And I just kind of based myself there, and it drove me a bit mad, but I got through it. 5 months later, came out of the room alive and saw the sunlight, and it was great. I knew what I wanted the album to be about. It was about this kind of emergence into adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a bit easier, I think, writing this album than the first one, because I didn't know what I wanted to write about, or it didn't have any kind of theme, I guess, whereas mm-hmm. this one did. And so it was it allowed me to be a bit more kind of immediate with the approach of the sound and get straight to it. A good bit of drive, you know, with the topic. It mm-hmm. allowed me to kind of delve a bit deeper into the topic.
For a lot of people I know, like friends, they hate when I say, hey, you became adult. And they say, oh no, you cannot say that. What do you think about that when someone calls you adult?
I don't know. I guess it's kind of a compliment. I would take that as a compliment in the way that, you know, I've been able to kind of look after myself, and I also look after 6 of my best friends who come on the road with me everywhere. And so I kind of feel like a bit of an adult, and it's nice. As long as they don't say it in a bad way. You're like, oh, you used to be cool. I think I'd take it as a compliment.
So forever young or something. That's yeah. not the best way for you.
No, I've got too many bills to pay. I can't stay forever young.
Das sagt Dan Kroll. Wenn jemand ihn als erwachsen bezeichnet, dann findet er, ist es absolut ein Kompliment. Und für ihn ist es überhaupt nicht negativ besetzt. Mit dem Erwachsenwerden beschäftigt er sich auf dem neuen Album und den ganz, ganz großen Fragen. Und ich wollte von ihm wissen, was ihn eigentlich generell inspiriert, wenn er Songs schreibt.
What inspires you in generally when you are writing songs? When you're in this flat without windows.
To be honest, a new piece of equipment is so inspiring for me. Usually,
oh, really?
a new instrument.
Mm-hmm.
That's something for me that is really inspiring, because I'm mostly kind of self-taught on instruments.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple of kind of guitar lessons, and way back when I had a couple of trumpet lessons as well, but piano and the rest of the guitar and bass and keys, drums, percussion, that's all self-taught. And so when I get my hands on something that is so new, you know, I'm starting from the beginning again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that kind of excitement of having something new and not knowing how to properly work it that I really love. You know, it's like a child with a new toy.
Yeah. How many instruments do you play now?
I think it'd be maybe like 6 or 7, you know, they're all kind of based, you know, like when you play guitar, you can play bass enough, or when you play keys, you can play synths, and you can play
like
organs and stuff like that. And like drums, you can play certain percussion and stuff. So it's just, I've kind of got the kind of basic knowledge of a few things, and then I just really push myself and get really excited to jump on other things.
It's more than the basics, because you recorded everything for the album by yourself.
I'm being modest. Yeah, no, I recorded all the instruments on the album. That was like a big goal for me. My background is sport, and so I am very competitive, not only with other people, but I think with myself. And so I was like, how can I better myself, and how mm-hmm. can I beat that first album down? And so I was like, right, I'm going to write it in less than 6 months. I'm going to record it in 2 months outside of the UK, and I'm going to play every instrument on the album. And that was my kind of big goal.
A lot of challenges for yourself.
Lots of challenges, yes. I won.
Yes, yeah. You won all of them.
I gave myself a medal.
Ihr hört schon, Dan Kroll ist ein wirklich sehr, sehr sympathischer und verspielter Kerl. Er liebt nicht nur, sich Instrumente selber beizubringen. Er ist wirklich Multi-Instrumentalist, hat sich alle möglichen Instrumente selber beigebracht, hat die eingespielt und auch das Album quasi so aufgenommen, dass er alle Sachen dafür selber eingespielt hat. Und großen, großen Einfluss auf Dan Kroll nimmt auf jeden Fall die Stadt, in der er lebt. Eine absolute Musikerstadt, Liverpool. Die Stadt der Beatles, der Rockmusik, der Alternative Music, Punk auch sehr, sehr starken Einfluss auf die Stadt genommen und die Menschen, die dort Musik machen. Das alles beeinflusst ihn sehr, sehr stark und ist auch der Grund, warum er irgendwie denkt, also aus Liverpool, da gehe ich so schnell nicht mehr weg.
Massively. I think it is an amazing city. It's, you know, why I'm still there, why I haven't kind of moved elsewhere, like London, you know, there's a lot of pressure on young musicians to, or young creatives to move to the big capital city. But I think Liverpool for me has been such a great hub of music, influences, friends that have really helped me and still continue to help me that I've stayed there. And I think a lot of it is down, obviously it's down to its history and bands like the Beatles and stuff. But I think the general size of Liverpool is almost like one of its big advantages. It's so small compared to other British cities. You know, you can walk from one side to the other in like 30 minutes. It is amazing. And you're going to share studios next to each other. You're going to bump into each other at gigs and hear gigs. And so there's just constantly music and people creating around you. And that really pushes you.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier in smaller cities.
Definitely. I think you can get lost in big, vast cities. But I definitely feel right at home in Liverpool.
You went to Liverpool when you were 18 and then you started at the Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts. When did you know that you want to be a professional musician, to work as a musician?
Maybe late 16, early 17, that I decided to actually pursue music. I had been playing sport my entire life and I wanted to be a professional rugby player. And rugby took up all of my life. And then, that ended quite abruptly when I broke my leg quite badly. I was out of the game for about a year, year and a half, and had a big effect on my kind of confidence and stuff like that. And so it was only once I'd kind of broken my leg and I had to move my bedroom down from the top floor to the ground floor so that I could, because I couldn't go up the stairs. And so in that room that my bedroom now was, my sister's piano was in there and my mum's old guitar was in there. And I started to do a bit more music because I was kind of trapped in that room. And then realized that, you know, whilst I was listening to these great songwriters, kind of American greats that my mum really loved, mm-hmm. It just kind of dawned on me that, oh, these people have made like a life out of this. They have made a living out of this and they don't just exist on this vinyl or this CD. And so I was like, oh, maybe that could be something that would be really fun. And then started to kind of write songs, you know, started to play about with constructing songs. And then the opportunity came to apply for LIPA, and it was a bit of a shot in the dark, and I was lucky enough to get in. Mm-hmm. And so kind of just was jumped straight in at the deep end.
So at first you wanted to be a rugby player and then you started to be a musician.
Yeah, polar opposites. Opposites.
But maybe your parents were happier because...
Oh, my mum was so happy. Yeah.
It's not so dangerous.
Yeah, no more black eyes and broken legs. No, my mum loved it, yeah.
Was für eine Karriere. Eigentlich wollte er Rugby-Spieler werden, in der Top-Liga irgendwo oben mitmischen, hat sich dann aber ganz schlimm sein Bein gebrochen und kam dann über Umwege zur Musik, weil Instrumente in diesem Raum standen, in dem er sozusagen liegen musste, unten im Erdgeschoss. Es war gar nicht sein eigenes Zimmer, sondern das Zimmer seiner Schwester oder der Mutter. Auf jeden Fall standen dort Platten rum und er dachte sich, all diese Menschen existieren nicht nur auf Platten, die haben auch alle ein Musikerdasein. Vielleicht fuchse ich mich da mal rein.
Deutschlandfunk Nova. Eine Stunde Musik.